Unit 4.
Script 7 to Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogues and decide which of the statements are true or false. Dialogue 1.
When were the first computers built?
I'm not quite sure. I think in the middle of the previous century. Let's look it up in the encyclopedia. Yes, that's right. They were built in the 1950s and they were huge. They filled entire rooms.
How much did they cost then, being so big?
They were very expensive indeed. Millions of dollars, not less.
How effectively did they work? Were they fast?
Not very. The earliest computers solved less than 1,000 problems each second. For comparison, today, the world's fastest computers can solve 100 million problems in a second.
Wow, computers have really changed a lot. Since the day they appeared, they have become smaller, cheaper and faster.
True. And scientists are working to make them even faster. But most important of all, computers are costing less. Very small computers cost only a few hundred dollars.
4.
Script 7 to Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogues and decide which of the statements are true or false. Dialogue 1.
When were the first computers built?
I'm not quite sure. I think in the middle of the previous century. Let's look it up in the encyclopedia. Yes, that's right. They were built in the 1950s and they were huge. They filled entire rooms.
How much did they cost then, being so big?
They were very expensive indeed. Millions of dollars, not less.
How effectively did they work? Were they fast?
Not very. The earliest computers solved less than 1,000 problems each second. For comparison, today, the world's fastest computers can solve 100 million problems in a second.
Wow, computers have really changed a lot. Since the day they appeared, they have become smaller, cheaper and faster.
True. And scientists are working to make them even faster. But most important of all, computers are costing less. Very small computers cost only a few hundred dollars.
Dialogue 2.
Dad?
Yes?
Our biology teacher asked the class a question, which no one could answer.
Really? What was the question?
It was about a man called Hippocrates.
Hippocrates of ancient Greece. He's often called the father of medicine.
Why? Did he invent medicine or medicines?
Not really. Even in prehistoric times, there existed people who could cure an illness with a potion of plant juices and do some other things to help a sick person. But Hippocrates was one of the first proficient doctors. He tried to rid medicine of magic and make it more scientific.
I think I've heard something about the Hippocratic Oath. What is it?
The Hippocratic Oath is a promise to try to save life and follow the standards set in the medical profession.
Was Hippocrates the first man who gave the oath?
No, not really. This oath was named after him.
Why?
Because he taught medical people one very important thing. He taught them that a doctor's main aim was to help the patient by finding the cause of an illness and treating it. Hippocrates' main ideas are still followed today.
Dialogue 2.
Dad?
Yes?
Our biology teacher asked the class a question, which no one could answer.
Really? What was the question?
It was about a man called Hippocrates.
Hippocrates of ancient Greece. He's often called the father of medicine.
Why? Did he invent medicine or medicines?
Not really. Even in prehistoric times, there existed people who could cure an illness with a potion of plant juices and do some other things to help a sick person. But Hippocrates was one of the first proficient doctors. He tried to rid medicine of magic and make it more scientific.
I think I've heard something about the Hippocratic Oath. What is it?
The Hippocratic Oath is a promise to try to save life and follow the standards set in the medical profession.
Was Hippocrates the first man who gave the oath?
No, not really. This oath was named after him.
Why?
Because he taught medical people one very important thing. He taught them that a doctor's main aim was to help the patient by finding the cause of an illness and treating it. Hippocrates' main ideas are still followed today.